Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One is a serial hypocrite who lobbied for Freddie Mac before the housing crisis and for the individual mandate before Obamacare. Another, a counterfeit conservative who opposes right to work, massively increased spending, and funded Planned Parenthood. Finally, a flip-flopper who's been on all sides, supported TARP bailouts, and provided the blueprint for Obamacare. Three men, one vision, more big government, more mandates, less freedom. One man stands apart, ready to deliver real change, voting against every tax increase and every unbalanced budget every time. A real plan to cut $1 trillion year one and to balance the budget in three. Pro-life, pro-liberty, guided by faith and principle. Ron Paul, the one who will restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
There's the latest ad from Ron Paul. He gives equal time slamming all three of his opponents. That's where we get started another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with politics front and center. And we demonstrate that by this excerpt from a radio host named Charlie Sykes, who talks to Stephen Hayes from the Weekly Standard about Mitt Romney's primary wins this week and how he looks heading into Super Tuesday next week.
Mitt Romney says we didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough. Did he win by enough?
I think he did. I mean, a win is a win is a win, right? I mean, if he wins by 3 percentage points, he splits the delegates in all likelihood, or comes close to splitting the delegates with Santorum. And what he did more than anything else was avert a disaster. If he loses Michigan, our conversation today is whether Republicans have a viable nominee and who else could possibly be getting in. Is it too late? Brokered convention, all of that. And nobody around the country is having that conversation today.
Okay, now you spent a lot of time on the ground with Mitt Romney and his campaign in Michigan and the interplay with conservatives. Give me your overall top line analysis. Is he making progress with conservatives? Has he figured out how to speak conservative?
It's hard to tell. I don't think he's ever going to be somebody who fires up conservatives. And this is not somebody who's a Tea Party. The people who provided the energy behind the 2010 elections are going to be excited about. The question is, will they be enthusiastic enough to support him, to really push his candidacy if he is a nominee? And in that sense, I think he's made some progress. I mean, if you look at the numbers I'm always most interested in the second I get the first exit polls at like 5 o'clock are the very conservative voters and the strong Tea Party supporters. And how Romney does in that group largely determines how he does in the state. So in places like Iowa, he didn't do quite as well. He ended up, you know, with tying with Santorum there. In South Carolina, he did disastrously poorly among those two groups. In places like Florida and New Hampshire, Nevada, he did much better among self-identified very conservative voters and strong Tea Party voters. Last night's numbers were much more consistent with those states that he won. And actually, even a slight improvement in Arizona, he ended up getting nearly 40% of strong Tea Party supporters, which would be a high watermark for his entire nomination.
Why? Is it just he spend more money? Is he changing his message? Are people warming up to him? What's happened?
Yeah, I think he's changing his message. I mean, there's much more emphasis, you'll notice, in his Trump speech now. He always uses the we need to cut, cap, and balance the budget, you know, which is straight out of Tea Party playbook. Jim DeMint devised that plan with Jim Jordan of Ohio. He literally went to several Tea Party events in Michigan last week. I was at one in Milford, Michigan on Thursday night with him where he gave a speech that, you know, was mixed. I think he had mixed success. But the fact that he's making the case, the fact that he's broadening his critique of the president, it's no longer just focused on the economy. It's no longer just sort of a stewardship argument. It seems to be a bigger argument. He's broadening his critique, his indictment, and making it a leadership argument more, in my view, than he had been in the past. Last night, he had a passage in his victory speech that I thought was quite good, which sounded a lot like Paul Ryan. I mean, he was making the argument on entitlement reform, and he was doing it in a way that didn't feel like he was checking a box, if you know what I mean.
More on the president to race next.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. GOP contenders with MSNBC's Chris Jensen talking to Ralph Nader about the current GOP field and whether Nader thinks any of them or a third-party candidate can really beat the president.
Look how fired up the president was yesterday reminding auto workers of the bailout he backed that saved the industry.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? You want to know? It wasn't because of anything the government did. It wasn't just because of anything management did. It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
That Barack Obama we saw right there is the champion of the working man. Is that the candidate who can win in November?
Yeah, I mean, look at his competition. He's got a bunch of Republicans, often called the C team, and they're not bringing the best out of each other. They're bringing the worst out of each other in these low-grade attacks, with the exception of Ron Paul. So I think that he's got a pretty easy role in terms of the lack of a real vibrant candidate against him.
I did think there were some interesting exit polls last night from Michigan. Romney essentially split the working class vote with Rick Santorum, but Santorum beat him with union families, and union families were about a quarter of the voters in Michigan. What do you make of that?
Well, I thought it was a pretty poor showing for Mitt Romney. First of all, he outspent Santorum by an enormous amount of money.
2-1.
And he grew up in Michigan, and he just barely won. I wouldn't call that much of a victory.
Well,
and Santorum kept, making boo-boos, and he still almost won.
Yeah, let's talk about the overall economic message that you think would work for the president or he should bring to this campaign. I think we also got a glimpse of it yesterday when he took a pretty thinly veiled shot at Mitt Romney in that 2008 New York Times op-ed that had the headline that he was calling on the government to let Detroit go bankrupt. This was what the president said.
I've got to admit, it's been funny to watch some of these folks completely try to rewrite history now that you're back on your feet. The same folks who said, if we went forward with our plan to rescue Detroit, you can kiss the American automotive industry goodbye. Now they're saying, we were right all along.
You know, unions were written off for a while, as you well know, and, you know, we saw all these recall votes and everything that went on in states like Wisconsin. But how critical do you think it's going to be in this campaign, those kinds of messages and things that, you know, we probably didn't expect would become important, like the auto bailout?
Well, they always unions always side with the Democrats, especially in presidential campaigns. The big issue that Obama should highlight is to increase the minimum wage. The federal minimum wage is $7.25. It's $2.75 less than it was, Chris, back in 1968, adjusted for inflation. The polls show about 70% of the American people, which includes Republicans, favor a minimum wage that keeps up, and it will put tens of billions of dollars in the hands of hard-pressed workers to spend, increasing consumer demand to increase jobs in a recessionary economy. It is amazing that he hasn't picked up on that, because in 2008, President Obama said he wanted a $9.50 minimum wage federally by 2011. So I think the Democrats have got to get their thing together here. This is a winning issue, and it always has been when the federal minimum wage is lagging so far behind inflation.
Here's host Charlie Brennan talking to CBS's Steve Futterman about Mitt Romney's primary and the win this week and the impact they have on next week from his point of view.
Now, it's not exactly decisive, is it, this victory for Mitt Romney?
Well, I don't think so, but he won. That was the main thing. He did not want to have all the candidates remind him day after day, and believe me, they would have, that he couldn't even win his home state. So he had the line of the night. He said it wasn't a lot, but it was enough, and enough for him was one vote more than Roxanne Torm.
In other words, he's having some difficulty getting the more conservative Republicans to get energized about his candidacy.
Exactly. The moderates support him a great deal, but the conservatives still a bit concerned.
Steve, the exit poll showed that about 1 out of 10 people voting in the Republican primary consider themselves Democrats, and apparently Rick Santorum was encouraging people to go to the polls and vote for him because apparently he didn't have an opinion against the auto bailout. And as it turns out, 53% of those who consider themselves Democrats voted for Rick Santorum. About 10% of those voted for Mitt Romney. So that may have inflated Santorum's second place finish a little bit, and because these are people who will not be voting for him in November, right? 1 out of 10 Republican voters consider themselves Democrat, and Rick Santorum got more than half of those.
Well, what seemed to happen, there were two groups that Santorum was trying to appeal to. One, a group that might actually want Santorum to get the nomination, feeling that he would be a weaker candidate than Mitt Romney in November. So that was one group. But the main group they were going after, again, because they're just going for votes here, obviously, normally you would not want that previous group with you, but the other group they were going for was what you call Reagan Democrats, conservatives, mostly union members, but very conservative, and sometimes very uncomfortable with positions in their party. Reagan appealed to them in 1980. That's how they got the term Reagan Democrats, and that's what he was hoping for. Now, which one of these groups the people who voted for Rick Santorum fell into, I cannot tell, but it is interesting. He got 10%, and of the votes were from Democrats who crossed over, and Santorum a huge majority there.
Yeah, and also the Catholic vote actually went to Romney, which is kind of interesting considering Santorum is Catholic and Romney is not.
That's right, and would have been interesting to see what that number might have been before some of the controversy seal statements about the colleges, contraceptives, things like that, but we'll never know.
Up next, more on the race and the contest that happens before Super Tuesday. That is this weekend's event in Washington, next on The Countdown. On
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So with our focus on talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, and the same sort of thing that happens on television, here's host Josh Kearns talking about the importance of the caucus this week in Washington State, which most seem to have forgotten about on the road to Super Tuesday.
Washington is usually just an afterthought in presidential politics because our caucuses fall so late in the season. But David Bose says this year is different because the race is so up in the air.
You know, this is the last stop before Super Tuesday, last chance to gain momentum before you've got 11 states on the ballot all at once.
As the GOP hopefuls continue slugging it out, Bose says the caucuses are making for an interesting exercise because it's all about a bunch of passionate people gathering in a room stating their case.
Primary, you just mark the ballot and you're done. Caucuses are for the grassroots, very driven people who want to sit on a Saturday morning for a couple of hours. Only diehards show up to those kinds of things, and it's a more difficult turnout process.
And that's proving to be a big problem for the GOP in general. Conservative columnist Michael Medved says the Republican Party continues losing its most important members, higher-income, educated suburban voters.
Increasingly, the Republican Party is a party of rural voters, blue-collar voters, and social conservatives. And you're seeing this partially because I think we have been driving out a lot of those more affluent, educated voters, white-collar voters, if you will.
And he says Republicans are rightfully worried the bruising GOP campaign has only served to strengthen support for President Obama with what he considers the key to the race, conservative-leaning voters who consider themselves independents. But Medved insists the party doesn't need to necessarily soften its stance on controversial social issues.
What I've said for a very long time, and I've been saying this for 20 years, is that what wins for the Republican Party is not a moderate approach or a moderate candidate, but it's a conservative candidate with a moderate tone.
Saturday's caucuses are expected to be wild, wide-open affairs, with both experts saying even renegade Republican Ron Paul could win, depending on the turnout.
Let's have some talk radio callers talking about the presidential candidates at this point.
Well, you know, I'm just hoping that Newt Gingrich hangs in there to the very bitter end. I'm hoping that Americans will stop and think for a minute. You know, we've just been through this horrible recession, or we're still in the midst of it, actually, and And if you think about it, you know, it's like if we elect Romney, we're going to be putting the fox in charge of the hen house. I mean, let's face it, we're going to go back to the status quo of maybe, you know, half a decade ago, where the business community is totally in charge of our government. From that perspective is the way I'm looking at it. Now, Newt Gingrich has been Speaker of the House. And I'm hoping that Americans will think about that. He's already been third in line to the presidency. He understands the depth and the scope of our federal government. I think he'll be able to use the powers that are there more beneficially than any of the other candidates will. And so I'm just hoping that people will reconsider Newt Gingrich and push him up there to the top of the pack.
I'm 100% for Sam Torum because the man walks his talk. And he doesn't sway all over the board. Now, I was listening to this Mira Hamden. She is with Americans for Justice. I believe that's the organization. And she said that she helped to put the Obamacare together. And she said she doesn't know where Mitt Romney is coming from because she said he put a health care plan together in Massachusetts that those people there have to live by. And she said that was the plan that they used as a guideline to put Obamacare together. And yet he'll get on that television, look square in that camera, and say he's going to undo Obamacare when he gets into office. That man, you cannot believe him.
And that would include you next. Calls at 800-510-8255. Where do you think the candidate you like the most stands in the current crop of candidates? That's next on The Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Sullivan Jamerson, 2nd Infantry Division, awarded the Silver Star for heroism.
There was a courier-type individual walking down the street. This one individual came up to the road junction and went into a ranch house, a farmhouse, pushed down the wall, and then an artillery piece started firing at our tanks up, advancing up the road. We went back up and continued firing on all the various locations, and numerous other locations had opened up fire at that point, which confirmed my suspicions that they were laying in wait for our units to come. I did not learn about it until a year later, I was back in the States. But the commander down on the ground was so pleased with our actions, he put us both in for the Silver Star.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeATHome19.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips. Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down, unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Coast to coast and border to border around the country and a lot of great radio stations and then around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of talk, news talk radio. What's in the news is what's talked about, the so-called political talk radio stations, left and right, and television as well, reviewing what happened in Arizona and in Michigan. Here is reporter Megyn Kelly and Brett Baer talking to Arizona Governor Brewer about Romney's win in her state.
Your reaction to Mitt Romney's win in your state?
Well, it's a big win for Mitt Romney tonight, so we're very, very thrilled that we were able to deliver the state and all our delegate votes to him. I'm just relieved that the people of Arizona realize that Mitt Romney is the right man for this time. And I think that as we move forward through this process, that the rest of the country will see that he is the leader that we need.
He won overwhelmingly with those who are very concerned about illegal immigration and want to see illegal immigrants deported from the country. There has been criticism suggesting that if Mitt Romney becomes the nominee, that stance is not going to help him in a general election. As the governor of that state who finds herself immersed in this battle with our own president on the issue of illegal immigration, what are your thoughts on that issue, Governor?
Well, I think that in Arizona, of course, we're a border state, so it's very, very important to us. But besides that, I think that might be some people's very top priority, but they're also very, very concerned about the economy and jobs, those issues that are facing our whole country. And I think that they realize that Mitt Romney is the man that can beat President Obama. We've had nothing but promises and broken promises from President Obama, and now we are ready for a change.
Governor, thanks for being here. You know, after you get to Super Tuesday, there are still 67% of the delegates left on the table. It does not appear that any of these candidates are going to get out of the race. Do you believe that this continued race on the Republican side hurts the party and eventually hurts the nominee?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's probably not a good thing, but I will tell you that the Romney team, myself included, we're ready for the long haul. And in the end, I think that he will be the victor.
And do you think, Governor, that his position on immigration, which mirrors yours in a number of ways, might hurt him in a general election with independents?
You know, a lot of the pundits have said that, Bill, but the bottom line is that we are a nation of laws. We believe in the rule of law. And I think that any American that believes in our country understands we have to have laws. And that is what Mitt wants to do. He wants the laws enforced. Get our borders secured. You know, it's President Obama that has did nothing to help us down here on the border states. And then we can discuss the issue of how we're really going to solve the problem. And I think that Governor Romney is the man that can do do that. He's the right man at the right time, and he's the one that can beat Obama.
You agree with her on that. That's Governor Jan Brewer talking about Mitt Romney being able to beat the current president. 800-510-8255. We'll get to some more of your calls in a few minutes. I want to listen to a little bit more from talk radio and talk television later on in the hour. Obviously, we deal with the price. I shouldn't say obviously, because you wouldn't know that unless I told you where we're going later on in the hour. The price you're paying for gasoline, man, that's what a conundrum that is. First, though, let's stay with politics and go to the left side of the street. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, and the Reverend Al Sharpton talk about Rick Santorum's speech that he gave, which had the kind of passion that Romney can't seem to demonstrate.
Rick Santorum giving a speech there with every indication that he's not only continuing his campaign, but moving forward with a real populist inflection, maybe even more so than he has in the past.
We just saw it. We just saw it. If Romney could have given that speech, there would be no problem winning the nomination. We saw the heart of the Republican Party separated from its head. To the extent there are hearts and heads involved here, they are separated. This guy can give a passionate speech, as you were pointing out, I know you're doing your homework there, without a teleprompter.
That's right.
Romney can't do what that guy just did. And that's really important. That means on the stump, he can't turn people on. He can't turn them on after he wins or after he loses. We'll watch him win, give a speech tonight. It'll be a good, competent speech. I may be wrong. But I think he lacks this guy's passion, and I think that's a real loss. Barack Obama can do both. He has a brain, and he has a heart, and he can cause a thrill in the American people because he has both. He can have a vision, and he can have a passion to go with that vision. I don't see it getting together here for the Republicans, and I think it's a real challenge for them. I think that's why this is rocky. And I, by the way, just on a political point, I think Rick Santorum just said, I'm carrying this election all the way to Pennsylvania, because he's going after Marcellus oil up there. He's going after the gas. He's going to sell this in Oklahoma, as you said off camera.
Yeah.
He's going to sell it in Pennsylvania. He's going to be the minerals candidate up in North Dakota. He's going to sell the fact that he can't maybe win in the big metropolitan, sophisticated suburbs where Romney has the money people. And the country clubbers.
It's hard
going out in the rural areas. That's where he's going.
It's hard to come out a Michigan loss, though, and say, I'm the guy who can win in states that have blue-collar power.
Well, he's going to do it.
Yeah. He's trying. He's pulled the rock right out of his pocket to say he's going to do it. You're looking at
he
Michigan
pulled the rock
governor.
Out of his pocket.
He did. So that's Michigan governor. That's what it was. Michigan governor Rick Snyder here speaking. We're expecting, obviously, to be hearing from Mitt Romney, who will speak soon. You are the orator on the stage here with us, Reverend Al. When you saw that Rick Santorum speech, do you feel like that was one of his best ones? Do you feel like it was important?
I felt that it was a very good speech for him. Not as good as Iowa, but I thought it was probably second to Iowa. But again, I agree with Chris. He's not up against a great orator.
All right, so we've got what you expect from MSNBC, Maddow and Matthews and Sharpton, and their overview of Santorum, not exactly unbiased, as is the same case with what you hear on Fox. So both sides of last night. Let's finish off our roundtable of conversation about the primaries from yesterday by listening to talk host Nick Reed here with a focus on robocalls.
Rick Santorum's campaign has launched robocalls in Michigan urging Democrats to vote for him in the Republican presidential primary. Now, you know the media's been saying for some time here that Democrats really want Santorum in there. That they believe that he would just be slaughtered, that he would have no chance, and that the best chance for Obama to get reelected is for Santorum to get in there. So you look at this, and Santorum, he's doing robocalls, doing the same thing. Urging Democrats, vote for me. Now, Michigan has an open primary system, so voters, this isn't asking anything illegal to be done. Voters are allowed to pull a ballot for either party. They can walk up, and you know, it's like Missouri, they ask you what party, and you tell them, and then they give you that ballot. Santorum saying, Democrats, go out and vote for me. An automated recording reads whenever somebody answers their phone, they hear, that's right, Michigan Democrats can vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday. Why is it so important? Romney supported the bailout for his Wall Street billionaire buddies, but opposed the auto bailouts. That was a slap in the face to every Michigan worker, and we're not going to let Romney get away with it. Now, of course, Romney, he opposed the auto bailouts, but Santorum's point is, look, I opposed him because I'm consistently opposed to bailing anybody out. I'm not a guy that says, well, you're not worthy, but Wall Street is.
All right, so there's Nick Reed talking about the robocalls that Santorum's campaign ran in Michigan to slam Romney and urge Democrats to vote for him instead. Didn't seem to work too well, right? Or maybe it did. That's why he came in as a close second. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255. All right, so I think we've listened to about as much palaver as we need to set up all of your thoughts, and callers then would be next here on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January, February, March.
Fanbrewery?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fanbrewery, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Woodwork prohibited. Open new residents of the U.S. UK, Canada, and Canada. Hence, 2912 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, on the air every day during the week for a couple of hours, on the weekend for three, reviewing over the course of the week the top 10 items as discussed, some of the exciting things that are a part of our normal conversation every day, and certainly what people are doing at the polls and thoughts on what ought to happen here. We get input, as I said, we're around the world at DougStefan.com. So here's a call coming in from Australia. The fellow's name is Tom.
It's quite exciting to watch the Republican primary from all the way over here in Australia. It's quite thrilling, actually. So I've just called in to say that I completely oppose a brokered convention, as it would make the party seem weak to the electorate, therefore decreasing the Republicans' vote. The only way that a candidate can be successfully picked is through the intensive vetting process of the primaries and the caucuses that are having now. A brokered convention would only bolster Obama's position in the election this November. So that's why I'm opposed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the news and comments on the news, opinions on the news, the focus on News Talk Radio. That's what the countdown is all about. The people are speaking, and you can have at it 800-510-8255 with hundreds of stations, millions of visitors, page views galore at DougStephan.com. Kind of a different way of approaching what the issues are. We're happy to have you along. You may not be very happy when you find out what you're going to pay for gasoline today. It seems it's going up every single day. What the heck is going on? Here's the radio host Mitch Henk talking to Bill Watson from Americans for Limited Government about the role the government is playing in this price of gasoline situation.
I remember back in 2008, candidate Obama and Steny Hoyer and other Democrats in Capitol Hill were blaming Bush for the $4 a gallon gas, claiming that his economic policies were responsible and it was taking money out of people's pockets at home. But now we're being told that the president has nothing to do with the price of gas.
Yes.
Where does the truth lie, Bill?
Well, the truth lies, look, in both cases, in 2008 and then again in 10 and again last year and now, gas responds to the strength or weakness of the dollar. And what that means is if there are a whole lot of paper dollars flooding into the system, then the value of each individual dollar is less than it was before. Since all petroleum is denoted in dollars, throughout the entire world, you buy and sell oil and gas in dollars. And so when you have flooded the system with massive amounts of liquidity, massive amounts of this new paper, that means you need more pieces of paper to buy the same amount of oil. That's what's happening, and that's why you have people predicting $4.50 and as much as $5 a gallon. I mean, that seems most of the numbers I'm seeing say that we should be looking for somewhere between $4.30 and $4.50 a gallon. later on in the summer.
How do you like them apples, folks? 800-510-8255. Let's see. Dory Munson, a radio host, talked about where the blame game ought to be played.
So whose fault is it when the gas prices are sky high? Because this certain a lot of families, because there are a lot of people, as you just said, Jessica, who don't have any choice. You know, a lot of salespeople, a lot of tradesmen, you know, carpenters, plumbers, people who don't have any choice but fill up their vehicle and get to work. And so whose fault is it? And this shocked me. I found out that according to Democrats, it's the president's fault. So, I mean, this is on Barack Obama. I mean, Rahm Emanuel is one of Barack Obama's, you know, closest confidants, now the mayor of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel says high gas prices are the fault of the president of the United States.
I'll bet you wins when you have to fill up the family car at the gas station, especially knowing that a lot of that money is going straight to countries that don't like us very much. That's why we Democrats are fighting for real energy independence, not more of President Bush's big subsidies for big oil.
Oh, they blamed the president when Bush was the okay. It was Bush's fault when gas prices were $3 a gallon, but when it's $4 a gallon, is it still the president? Harry Reid, Democratic Senator Harry Reid. Is it the president's fault when gas gets too expensive?
On President Bush's watch, American families are earning less today than they did 8 years ago, and that's the truth. Yet paying more than ever for everyday necessities like gasoline.
President Bush's fault when gas was expensive. What is it, Nancy Pelosi? Is it Obama's fault that gas is up over $4 a gallon?
Drivers are paying a heavy price for the Bush administration's failure to enact a comprehensive energy strategy. Mm. This Congress, under the Democratic leadership, is working to make up for years of inaction, taking America in a new direction that helps bring down the cost of gas.
Wait. What about the Debbie Wasserman Schultz? She assures us that when gas prices get expensive, it's the fault of the president of the United States.
Since this administration took over in the executive branch, we are now paying more than double for gas than when President Bush first took office.
Hillary Clinton, whose fault is it when gasoline gets expensive?
One of the great indictments that I have of George Bush is that he's injected a strain of fatalism into our country's bloodstream. We can't solve the energy and global warming crisis. That'll wreck the economy. Well, the fact is, if we don't, we are wrecking our economy. What do you think $100 a barrel oil means to our economy?
Amen, sister. When the oil gets over $100 a gallon, you better believe I'm with you, Hillary. It's the president's fault.
All right. We wish to thank all those of you who listened and paid close attention to the stories that we're making it on the News Talk. Powerful.